day.
Sometimes you may see some sap kind of dripping down the stump there for the mm-hmm. Christmas tree, or sometimes you might see an ant or two.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to get excited about, but if you find a 4-pound spider.
Oh my gosh.
Or a bat. I'd be concerned.
Yeah, in your live Christmas tree. I mean, you've had live Christmas trees. Growing up, I had live Christmas trees, and there is something majestical and wonderful about them. But there are some interesting stories of what you can find in the tree. Steve on the line right now. Tell us about the time you found a bat in your tree.
Went home and shake it out and set it up in the living room. And both my young daughters and my wife set it all up. And my wife looked at me and she said, what's that sound? So I look in the tree, pulled some of the pine needles apart, and this little mouse-looking thing looked at me, and then all the fangs came out, and he's screaming at me. Oh, it was funny. It was a bat. And so the girls, I said, I'm going to get my fishing net, you know, like the John Candy movie. Room, and my daughters and my wife are standing on the dining room table. The bat saw me and he started to fly out, and I caught him in my fishing net. And while they're screaming their lungs out, I bring it out in the backyard, and I didn't want to kill it.
No, God, no. No.
and then we let it go.
Oh, my gosh. You got it. Bats are great. Bats are amazing.
It's beginning to look a lot Bat Christmas. That's a great story.
That's awesome, dude.
It was a good story. So to say the least, we've never been back to that Christmas tree farm. So.
Yeah.